The program in question offers intensive in-home instruction for hundreds of young children with autism. The state budget proposal Governor Doyle announced in February would have slashed the program, with Doyle claiming federal funds are drying up. There have since been some negotiations on the issue, both in Madison and in Washington. Several families with autistic children kept up the pressure at a legislative joint finance committee hearing in Milwaukee. 9-year-old David Casey is autistic and says the state program helped him learn to talk.
I've gone to the Wisconsin Early Autism Project. Don't cut the funding for this program. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Thank you.
One possible hope for the autism program is Governor Doyle's proposal for an intergovernmental transfer, under which the state would get hundreds of millions of dollars from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. Patty Mearshart, whose adult son has autism, says a slice of that federal money would be welcome.
Our young children need in-home therapy services. Our older children and adults need to be able to live and work and play in the community that they call home.
Mearshart calls for a bipartisan effort to get the federal money. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling is a Republican from River Hills. She says she and other lawmakers went to lobby Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson.
We don't get enough federal money. We have a big exchange out of the state, and we don't get enough in return. So we would very much like the IGT to come through.
Darling says the training program for autistic kids makes them become more productive adults. She predicts some sort of compromise. It's possible some parents will have to fork over co-payments to have their kids participate. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.